He said, I always say that unless we get together, we will always be apart. We have to remember that whatever is in our hearts, don't get nervous, I'm not making fun of him. I don't make fun of the President of the United States. I know he's a sincere man, he's an honest man, and when he finds out he got the job, he's probably going to kill himself. I don't want to make fun of him, that's not nice. But let's be honest about it. You ever watch him in the White House? Doesn't it look like he can't believe he got the job? He's just the opposite of the other guy, Blair. Blair looks like not only he rules England, he looks like he rules the world, and he can't believe it if he doesn't. What do you mean? He looks like the boss of the universe. We shall go, we shall look forward, we shall contain, we shall maintain. A position where the law will flow, we shall go, we shall forward, we shall continue to maintain the law from the flow. Then you get back to Bush. Well, smoke him out, oh son of a bitch. We'll smoke him out and we'll bring him to justice. He's got two phrases without a paper. Without a paper, he only has two phrases. We'll smoke him out and we'll bring him to justice, and that's it. Sometimes he reverses it. We'll bring him to justice, then we'll smoke him out. There's no smoke without justice, and there's no justice without smoke. Who are they to smoke in the middle of justice before the smoke comes out to the justice? We need more smoke and less justice. Once and for all, that's it. What do you say? I don't know. I don't want to make fun of him. You know, when he did the State of the Union address, you can't deny that he was very effective. He did a brilliant State of the Union address because he had two tchotchkes on both sides. What do you call those tchotchkes? The teleprompters. And he never looked directly at the audience. Never. He kept looking at the teleprompters, and that's why it was so fluid. Because the teleprompters gave him every word from both sides. But he was afraid to look straight because he'd miss a word. So he said, I believe it's important to remember that we could never continue to look forward. There are those who would say that we can't continue in the same path that we were before. However, I say that we will never allow them to come back. They cannot. Hoo-hoo. I met him after the speech. I said, you were great. He said, thank you. I'm not making fun of him because I don't believe that speech patterns have anything to do with intelligence. People like to say, oh, he can't speak, so he must be a schmuck. The fact of the matter is that the greatest people in the world can't necessarily talk too well. Did anybody ever prove that there's a correlation between how well you speak and your level of intelligence? Nobody ever proved it. Why do they assume it only with reference to a president? Is this a good question? I never heard that. Is that ever applied to anybody in any other profession? Before you go to a dentist, do you find out if he's a great speaker? You want to know if he's a good dentist. What if he's the world's worst dentist, but he makes a great speech? Do you care if he makes a great speech? You finally find out, is your tooth missing or not? What if you have a great speech and every time you come out, always give up. Where's your teeth? I don't know, but I heard such a great speech. Even if you go to a plumber, you want to know, could he fix a pipe or could he talk about pipes? You won't find out first if he can make a great speech about toilets. You see, how does he fix a toilet? Yes or no? You want to know about the record of the person in that business. Why is it only with the presidency? Who's usually a better speaker, a scientist or a used car salesman? If you're going to go by speeches, you should hire a used car salesman to be president of the United States because they're all great speakers. And a scientist usually can't talk at all. A con man, a bullshit artist, a liar, a promoter has to be a great speaker, otherwise he can't promote anything. A scientist is not selling anything. He's working on real facts, so he never gets involved with making speeches, and he doesn't have a chance to speak. Speaking is not his field. He's stuck with a tchotchke, and he's looking at it for 30 years. He never talks to anybody, has no time. He's accomplishing something that doesn't require speeches. That's why he can't talk. Walk over to any scientist, say hello. He goes,